Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, when iOS 15 was unveiled at WWDC 2021, Apple promised a wide range of new features for iPhone and iPad users, but ranging from SharePlay to Universal Control to Legacy Contacts, many of these features ended up being delayed by several months. With Universal Control now available in beta testing, there is still one more iOS 15 feature that we're waiting on Apple to release. That feature is support for storing digital IDs in the Apple Wallet application. This feature was initially promised as coming sometime in late 2021, but back in November, Apple delayed it until sometime in early 2022. With iOS 15.4 now in beta testing and showing no signs of support for storing IDs in the wallet application, we still don't know when the feature will be released. It could be that Apple is saving this feature for a subsequent iOS update, or that the feature won't be tied to an iOS release at all. What we do know is that the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, has said that it plans to begin rolling out digital license support starting in February at 2 airports, and then add 2 additional airports in March. As of December, some 30 different states in the United States are exploring support for digital IDs and wallet, but there's no word on an international expansion beyond the United States. So 8 months after the first announcement of iOS 15, almost every feature is available to users or at least available to beta testers, but there is still no word on when digital IDs will come to Apple Wallet. In other news today, while some rumors had indicated that Apple could release a new iMac Pro with mini LED technology as soon as this spring, it appears that this product has been delayed. Analyst Ross Young with Display Supply Chain Consultants reports that the new iMac Pro is now likely to launch sometime in the summer at the earliest. For those unfamiliar, Ross Young is an analyst who bases his reporting on indications from the supply chain, similar to people like Ming-Chi Kuo. He's proven to be extremely reliable over the past year, including being the sole analyst to report that the 2021 MacBook Pro would feature mini LED display technology with ProMotion. This week, Young says that he no longer expects the new iMac Pro to launch this spring. Instead, the product is expected to launch sometime in the summer, with production ramping up on the display technology as early as June. The new iMac Pro is still expected to feature mini LED displays, but with fewer dimming zones than what's used in the iPad Pro and the MacBook Pro. This comes after Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported over the weekend that Apple is likely to bring back the iMac Pro branding for its new Apple Silicon-powered iMac. The machine is said to feature chips similar to the M1 Pro and M1 Max processors used in the MacBook Pro, and the design will reportedly be similar to the current 24-inch M1 iMac. But while some had anticipated the new iMac Pro would be announced at Apple's rumored spring event, it now seems more likely that we'll get an announcement as soon as WWDC in June. Rounding out today, after quickly becoming a viral hit, the popular word game Wordle has now been acquired by the New York Times. The publisher announced the deal in a post yesterday, saying that Wordle will become an official part of the New York Times portfolio, but will also remain completely free to play. According to the announcement, the New York Times paid an undisclosed price in the low 7 figures to acquire Wordle. The game was first developed by Josh Wardle, a software engineer based in Brooklyn. The New York Times promises that no changes will be made to the game's gameplay, and that they are working to make sure that wins and streaks will be preserved through the acquisition and the transition to the New York Times website. For iPhone users, one of the most interesting and sometimes frustrating aspects of Wordle has been its lack of a native application for iOS. Right now, it's unclear if this will change following the acquisition, but one would assume that Wordle will make its way to the existing New York Times crossword application. This app serves as the iOS home to the Crossword Mini, and the Spelling Bee. So it would certainly make sense to also put Wordle inside this application, especially if the Times is looking to drive additional subscribers using the popularity of the game. But for now, all we know is that Wordle is now a New York Times property, and that it will remain free to play for now. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.